Here's Dr. Don Wilton. That was the voice of Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word. And today on the Tuesday edition, we're continuing in this study of God's wonderful Ten Commandments and the way that they empower us to live to the power of ten. As we study the Word, know that we're available for you. We'd love to pray with you right now at 866-899-WORD. That number again is 866-899-9673. It's available 24 hours a day to talk, to listen, and to pray, and connect you with great resources. Or visit us online at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Now let's head to the book of Exodus in God's Word with Dr. Don Wilton on today's edition of The Encouraging Word.
I do sounds like in the life. I mean, we really think to in the same way, you don't like that booty booty on you. Are you sexual husband? So how do you feel about me? Right when my wife says to me for my sin, he told me to do this. She cannot make me a new person. My wife cannot be in the same way. Are you ready to be a part of the life? If you make a wonderful thing to life, or just love it for it, I'll do what I need. The Lord can do it. What do you open your Bible to say to this person? This is going to be an exciting and wonderful study. We're going to see the power of faith, the faith of honor. Here is God, up in the mountains. The children of Israel are in the valley below. And we are concluding already that what God would do was that He would speak His children. How to relate
what is God's word will to do on the fast. And keep it all together. Do not read what God has written in the Holy or those who are written. But the scripture that after God took an oath of reading his presence, which is not lawful for any but the king to eat bread today to those who are with it. And he said to them, the Son of Man is also the Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus did not condemn those who work on the Lord's Day. I want you to just stick with this now. I'm going to tell you something. It will take you free, but it will put your heart in the right place. On another Sabbath, he came to the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was with him. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they might find reason to accuse him. But the leaders called him to speak to the man with the withered hand, come to him and stand here. He rose and stood in his feet and said to them, I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to destroy it? And after looking around at them, he said, stretch out your hand, and this fellow was handled with his sword. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they should do. And we know where they ended up. They killed him. So I'll just look at you, Colossians. Do you see this is Colossians? General Electric Power Company. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. All right? General Electric Power Company. Colossians. All right? So Jesus with you in Colossians chapter 10, verse 16. Very important passage. This is Paul speaking. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you. In connection with food and drink, all which regard to a festival or a new moon or the Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to the Lord Jesus. The Lord said, what is the best God has told you? What is so critically important about this day? Why do you worship on Sunday? And where do you and I fit into this? Four important points I want to just put out. There are really four important pieces. Number one is God. We get involved in this teaching of the Lord's Day. Number one is God, because He is creator. God's involved. It comes from God. And God is the one who created everything. And the principle of His creation is human. Moses, very important in what was going on here. When were the Ten Commandments given? When was this commandment given? It was given right after the fall of man, and before the institution of the law. This is the most famous law. At this point, these people had no means by which to operate as God's people. They didn't know what they were supposed to do. How did God fit into their lives? They had no understanding. But the third important point to make concerning Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. God's Son. We've got to consider Jesus as the fourth in heaven. Lucifer, the primary purpose for which God created us.
That's Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word. He's got so much more to come, so please don't go away. But Dr. Wilton insists I remind you here in the middle of the broadcast that we are here to communicate two-way. It's a conversation, not just a dictation from Dr. Wilton. You need to know if you need someone to pray with you, pray for you, we would love to be that person. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. Jot it down, store it in your cell, let us be one of your contacts. It's 866-899-WORD. 9673. And not only will it connect you with one of us happy to pray with you and for you, but also maybe to pray you into some resources that will help you grow in your faith. One of those that we love to send out every single day is a word from Dr. Wilton called the Daily Encouraging Word email. You can get it just by signing up online at theencouragingword.org, or if you'd like, just text the word DAILY to 30500. That's right, one word, DAILY to 30500. We'll send you a quick link, and by this time tomorrow, you'll be receiving that daily dose of encouragement right there on your phone or on your desktop with a Daily Encouraging Word email. Again, just text the word DAILY to 30500. Now back to today's message as we continue kind of exploring what the Big Ten, the living to the power of ten, the Ten Commandments have taken on a fresh new perspective with Dr. Wilton's message today called One Day.
Thank you.
course, offering a gift to all the others that he should have finished. And offering a gift, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, God, by his Spirit, came down at Pentecost. What happened at Pentecost? And he began to go out and meet everywhere on Sunday. And the Bible tells us that in Acts chapter 2, the verse 46, that what God speaks to them in the act of the sacrifices is not the same what they did on Sunday morning as they looked into the empty tomb and they worshiped him, became an every Sunday experience for them from that moment on. So while Jesus talked about one day, we need to just stop at Pentecost. We fast forward and begin to just pass the reading to the seven churches in the book of Revelation. And you go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, there is a song on the island of Patmos, about by the Spirit of God to give to us the ultimate picture of the glory of the risen Christ as he makes good statement. He said, once I was in the Spirit, and on the Lord's face, I looked up and I looked into the face of the risen Christ. Some people contend that the eschatological statements are in the
challenge. Today's broadcast is just about over, but Dr. Wilton has another thought that he wants to share with you, an important thought, so please don't go away. But when you think about that challenge, can you not even give me a little bit of time? The challenge is something that is not there just to convict, but also to say, here's how we take the next step. Today, right here and right now, let's make a new consistent commitment to spend time on a daily basis with God. Some of you, I know, I was speaking to Robbie just the other day, who's a fresh new listener in Portland, Oregon, about what this means to him as he connects in his car every single day with the teaching of Dr. Wilton. And that's a good first step about building our discipleship and our discipline. But boy, we'd love to put some other great resources in your hand that will help you grow in your faith as well. Maybe it's the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide or the Daily Encouraging Word email. All those resources are online at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Also a great place for wonderful resources like this.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to The Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support The Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
It's a great resource, but know that our resource, first and foremost, is to pray with you and for you. Our number is 866-899-9673, or let's connect keyboard to keyboard online at theencouragingword.org. Before we get away, closing thoughts from our pastor and chief encourager, Dr. Don Wilton.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org.
You know, I want to say something to you personally. You ready for this? Thank you. It's a powerful word, isn't it? Small one, powerful. I want to thank you. You see, the sun hardly rises or sets in a day that we don't see people coming to know Christ through this broadcast ministry. Every day. And you make that possible through your prayers, most of all, and through your financial giving. God is doing something great. And in our world today, this medium of television, very important, folks. This is very, very important. God is allowing us to go into more and more homes across the United States of America. Thank you for helping us make this possible. And let's never stop praying that people would come to know Jesus. God bless you.
That number again is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or online, keyboard to keyboard, at theencouragingword.org. We'd love to be a part of your support system, helping you move through the days, knowing that you have someone you can speak with, someone you can pray with. Now, tomorrow we bring you the conclusion of today's message one day, and I hope you'll join us. But don't forget, you can listen online at theencouragingword.org anytime. Let's connect online there. Till tomorrow, take care and God bless.